Andreas Delfs, it's so great to talk to you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, Susan.
You came to Temple as artistic director and conductor of the Temple University Symphony Orchestra in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
You've been music director of the Hanover Germany Orchestra. You've been music director in Milwaukee and St. Paul in Honolulu.
Yeah.
What drew you to Temple?
Well, you know, when you do this job for a while and travel a lot, that is very attractive when you're young. It becomes a little less attractive when you're older. And I just realized that my enjoyment of traveling the world, dealing with jet lag, speaking different languages all the time, it waned a little bit. And I wanted to spend more time with my children. They were all at their late teens and about to leave the house. So I thought doing something that I've actually have done my whole career, which is working with young people full time, or I would say it's not, you know, I still guest conduct and still do other things, but it now occupies a large time of my schedule. To do that was something very attractive to me because especially for a conductor who has worked for, I don't know what, 35 years, to rediscover the repertoire that you do all the time through new eyes, which means through the eyes of young people who play a Brahms 4 or a Beethoven 5 for the first time in their lives, is so invigorating and so wonderful and gives you so much fresh energy that I decided to do this, and I enjoy it tremendously.
And you started out at a university setting. I understand that when you were 20 years old, you were music director of the Hamburg University Orchestra.
Yes, that was my first job. I was still at the conservatory, but I got my first job working with the students at the Hamburg University. And as I said before, throughout my whole career, I always had a real music director position, but I always intensely worked with either the students of the Juilliard School or for a while when I was music director in Switzerland with the students of the Zurich Conservatory and so on and so on. So that contact with the younger generation and the enthusiasm of working with students has really, throughout my whole career, never had a lull.
Now, when you're working with a university orchestra, you have students coming and going. Are there special challenges and benefits to that?
Yeah. The turnover, of course, is much more dramatic than in a professional orchestra. We also have a turnover. I just looked at how many new positions I filled in my tenure in the Milwaukee Symphony, and I was surprised how many people came and left. But of course, with students, it's A, more intense because of the numbers, and B, it is less predictable because, yes, there are auditions, but they are a different kind of audition than, say, filling the first bassoon chair in the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. They are auditions to admit students to the program. And the level can be very different. And also the cultural background can be very different. We have students from all over the world, and some of them do have orchestra experience, some have not. Some grew up with the background of Western music, some do not. This is what makes it challenging, that the levels of what I can expect in my first rehearsal every semester, just like now, four weeks ago, when I lift the baton for the first time, I have basically an orchestra that I would say is, I have to make up numbers now, but at least 30%, if not 40% new. So what will I get? And sometimes I have fabulous players who have absolutely no idea how to play in an orchestra and to follow a conductor. And sometimes I have very talented players who have a lot of orchestral experience, but have never sat in the chair where they presently are, let's say a principal chair or something like that. And to gather that together, to have a concert that you can be proud of only 4 weeks later, is an enormous challenge. But I love that challenge. And it's very exciting also for the students to see how it seems sometimes in the first rehearsal, what? We're going to play Symphony Fantastique in 4 weeks? Impossible. And then the pride in their eyes and their faces when they actually manage to do it 4 weeks later, that's a great reward.
So you have more rehearsal time than you would in a professional orchestra, but you're learning a lot more things, or the students are learning a lot more things.
I do have more rehearsal time, although this is the first year that we're streamlining it a little bit, because I found out that when young musicians know they have between now and 8 weeks from now to practice their parts, that is not always enticing them to prepare perfectly for the first rehearsal. So what we do now is kind of abbreviated rehearsal periods where we start kind of loose with two rehearsals a week and then intensify a little bit, three rehearsals in the third week and four rehearsals in the fourth week, which from the first week on shows them, ladies and gentlemen, we have only 4 weeks to get this together, so you better do your part. And we just tried that for the first time, and I think it worked really well.
Does the fact that it's a student orchestra affect your programming philosophy? Are you looking to expose the students to a range of repertoire?
Yeah, of course, not only to a range of repertoire that they can use in the real professional life, meaning mainstream repertoire, but also to as many different styles as possible. I always keep talking with my colleagues at the Boyer College of Music and Dance that nowadays, other than 20, 30 years ago, stylistic versatility is much more expected from students. They all need a basic background in performance practice because orchestras now do play Bach and they play early classical music in Haydn, and they don't do it anymore the way they did 30 years ago, where they would play it with the same romantic style and the same romantic technique that they used to. So a certain amount of understanding of specific styles is expected. Also the versatility to play a lot of contemporary music and music that they've never seen before, world premieres. Also, this is an American particular thing, to be able to be willing and enjoy to play light music. Almost every American orchestra plays pops music, and to make that an experience that is not turning everybody's faces long in the orchestra, but something they enjoy and take serious, is also something that needs to be trained and worked on while they are in college.
That's fascinating. And if you look ahead to this season, I see that you have symphonies and you have tone poems and you have oratorios and all sorts of genres, basically.
Yeah. The range of stylistic challenges and also the range of, how can I put this, the technical challenges of playing a symphony in an orchestra are different than from playing an opera down in the pit and from accompanying a chorus in a major chorus work, and the list goes on. And these different genres, these different roles that orchestra musicians can play and will play in their professional life is also something that you asked me about programming, that when making the season program, we take into consideration.
When you approach a season, are there particular pieces that you are very, very excited to introduce the students and audiences to? I guess it's like asking a musician their favorite piece. Well, you frequently say, well, it's whatever I'm working on. But do you have any particular favorites in this?
Well, in this particular situation, and I said that at the beginning of our conversation, to do pieces that I hold very dear and that I've throughout my career done many, many times, to be able to do them again with a young orchestra, where many of the players will play this piece for the first time, gives me a chance to see these pieces anew. And that's what I look especially forward to. Routine is not really a problem when it comes to something like Brahms 4, but I must have done that symphony several hundred times. And to do it then with a group that you know well and that you trust and they trust you, but they bring their own take on it and they refresh your take on it. They might push slightly in a different tempo, or they might push slightly in a different balance or so. And you say it, you do it in the rehearsal, you say, yeah, why not? Let's give that a try and see, you know, do it in this performance and see whether it then becomes part of the way that I see that piece. And my whole interpretation of anything is probably the result of having done pieces with many orchestras over different years through the time. And to add this particular voice to it, the students of Boyer College of Music, is something that I look very much forward to, it because it will influence the way that I look at these beloved pieces in my own heart and in my own mind for the future.
Thank you so much, Andreas Delfs.
My pleasure.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.